Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just one.
Now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that could be granted to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We proudly speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all who are listening live, As-salamu alaykum. And this edition of the most powerful show for truth, the Star and Crescent Report, is titled America's Global Terror Network, courtesy of Yaqub's Made Man, Part 1. Now, as I wrote this, the title to the show, I wanted to talk on certain issues, but there's so many issues that unfolded, and it didn't help to keep getting little videos and stuff sent to me by Brother Gerald and Brother Rashid. Hey, so some of the information, you got to blame those brothers. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because we're going through so many things in this environment is rapidly changing. And remember, it wasn't 3 months ago, 2 months ago, that everything was focused on Ukraine. And remember, for the past few months, the past few years, we have been telling you, yeah, it's going to happen there, but right now there's a buildup there. There must be a buildup before there's an outbreak. And we've been telling you that the focus should be on Africa and the Middle East, because this is the jump-off point. So it comes as no surprise that during the jump-off point that America has been making her rounds, overthrowing black and Muslim nations. Do you know, for some of you new listeners, do you understand that President Barack Hussein Obama has bombed more black and more Muslim nations in his term as president than all other U.S. presidents combined? Do you know that? If this is not a slap at your happy, step and fetch it, Negro, then you tell me what constitutes a puppet. Huh? Because remember, they could not have done these things under George W. Bush. They could not have done these things under Clinton and the prior president. Not out, not open. Because they saw the blowback of when Clinton kidnapped Aristide from Haiti, right, and overthrew the Haitian government because he was thinking independent-minded and he truly wanted to help his people. So the blowback internationally was enormous. So the white planners and powers that be says that we have got to do something. We've got to come up with something that will cancel out the birth of our Savior, Master Farad Muhammad. Remember, Master Farad Muhammad is a made man. He is specifically made by his father to go after that sheep that was lost. And so they call him in the Bible the Son of Man, because he is the son of the original man. But he's made of both parts, the original man and that made man called Yaqub's grafted devil, the skunk of the earth, the white race. And so this Son of Man would have in him both parts of the people so that he can judge between them with justice. And so the white man, being smart, being devilish, being himself as evil and wicked as hell as he is, he planned to overcome God by making his own man like that. So he made Obama. This is no coincidence. Brothers and sisters, there's no coincidences that go on in the government. These are strategic thinkers. They get paid to think 20, 30, 40 years ahead. And so they knew that at this time, the economy would be derailing and falling apart. They knew that it has always been blame the black man for everything and give the white man praise. So they would not allow Jesse to get in the office, even though he's a tool of white supremacy, but he is yet still an ex-slave. And so he may have a heart for his people. So they had to engineer someone who would be raised up and indoctrinated and inculcated with the ideas of the establishment, hence Obama. And he broke on the set at the Democratic National Conference. Not a few years later, he's the president of the United States, and he enacts plans that were detrimental. And you heard, for those of you who listened to the show with the writer, author, human rights activist, editor of blog, international consultant for RT and Press TV, Mr. Stephen Lindman, saying that Obama was hand-selected and picked for this job, and his policies have been the most detrimental to black and poor. This is no coincidence and by no accident. And while he smiles at you, he bombs millions with drones and warplanes and warships and cruise missiles, right? He sanctions nations that buck up against America, killing millions through sanctions. The silent gun, I call it. All of this was plotted and planned because they knew that America was going down the tank. And of course, as always, when something's going bad, you use the scapegoat. The color, black, so that they can associate black with failure, and white people can focus their anger and their ire on you. And this Negro is in office smiling. Huh? America's global terror network is courtesy of Yaqub. Remember, every time Allah announces to the world, whether it's in the Bible or whether it is in the Quran, that he is going to do something, Satan often jumps up right after that and announces that he's going to do the same thing. When God says that he wanted to establish a world under his order, Satan comes up with his order. And so we see the same thing when God comes in person, specifically designed to save a people who had been the wretch of the earth, who had been in the miry clay of civilization. The white man goes and makes someone that look like those people, talk like those people, act like those people, to deceive those people. For I will come from the left and from the right, from before them and from behind them, and surely you will find most of them unworthy. Isn't that what Satan said? That means he would cross you up in his madness, in his tricknology, to fool you into believing that you have a place, to fool you into believing that you are one of his, to take you to hell with him. Because God promises, surely all those who follow you, I will fill hell with you all. And this is the premise of what is going on with America. She is at war with black America. She's at war with the darker people. But she refuses to acknowledge this war that is taking millions and millions and millions of lives yearly, that are destroying the independence of sovereign nations, and that has put the earth and the world on the edge of war. Don't you see the build up? If you don't see the build up, you're a fool. I think we need to go to Our Savior Has Arrived, okay, while I'm talking about this. Oh, yeah, right here, chapter 4, Our Savior Has Arrived. And we got plenty of clips. I'm telling you, I got so many clips up that I don't even know which ones to go to, because we're talking about so many different issues, from Iraq to Libya to Syria to Ukraine. All of this, black man and black woman, have patience with me. All of this has you in mind. And this is the essence of why they're waging a war of terror called the War on Terror, and bombing and occupying all of these Muslim and black nations. Because they want to demonize Islam in this day and time, because the God of Islam, Master Farad Muhammad, is on the scene to give you salvation in heaven while you live. But they don't want you to acknowledge that. They want you to, the more Muslims over there, don't do nothing but fight. But it ain't those old Muslims that got over 2,000 military bases. It's not those old Muslims over there that's occupying nations for dozens and even 50 years. It's not those old Muslims over there that try to force their belief on you. It's the Christians over here in the West that are doing that through the barrel of a gun. Yet you give them the benefit of the doubt. But today we're going to explain America's global terror network, courtesy of Yaqub's Made Man. This is part one. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Our Savior Has Arrived. Hiding the truth is a very serious thing to do. It causes harm and disappointment and causes one to be misled. It causes loss of property and life. It causes the loss of friendship, beloved ones, and loss of confidence and trust. In court, it causes heavy penalties and someone's being sent to prison or to death for that of which they are innocent of. What happened to our brother, the Lion of Africa, Mr. Gaddafi? Because of the propaganda machine, because of the Western scribes that are attached hook, line, and sinker to the Pentagon and the White House, they demonized that brother, blamed him a tyrant, even though he had done the most work for his people in the history of that nation in modern times. But he was a tyrant and a dictator, the same thing that they're calling President Assad. Even though President Assad won over 70% of the vote that was watched by international monitors. And let us remember that this 70% of the vote had happened in the midst of war. So just imagine what his numbers would be had war not broken out there. But he's a dictator. The same with Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin won 80-some percent of the people's vote and trust, even today, by Western standards. But he's a dictator. And he's trying to expand the Russian influence. See, Gog and Magog selling forth. And you hear this over and over and over and over again. The devil saturates your mind with lies till you start believing it as the truth. But listen what Muhammad says. We'll go to the other page. He says, the white race was made by nature without the truth. See, some of them say, well, we convert them. We can convert them if they have Dianetics, if they have this. Listen to this good. The white race, not just one person, but the entire community of them. The white race was made by nature without the truth. Jesus said it in the Bible in John 8:44. That there was no truth in them, for their father was a liar and a murderer. Therefore, his children, the white race, cannot be otherwise. Let's see if you can prove Elijah Muhammad wrong, and let's see if I can prove him right. I had Dorothy Fardan, who's an anthropologist. She's a scientist in two different very, very, very esteemed categories. One is anthropology, which is the study of human nature and the science of human life. She says her colleagues, her white colleagues, were so astonished when they studied the founding of the first white man up to the day that she had talked to me a few years ago, that they were so astonished with the history of nothing but bloodshed and war and occupation and turning the truth upside down to establish their own reality at all costs, that they had to get together and think what would make them like this. Surely we're not like this, just being born like this. So first thing she said, they thought it was just the lack of melanin, because she looked at the people who had strong melanin in their body, the black, the brown, the red, the yellow. And she saw that their history was not bloody like that of the white man. But then she said they had to look again, and they saw that all he did was totally against nature, totally against the natural order of the universe. This is a white anthropologist who's saying these things. So when we tell you this, this is not racism. This is a scientific established fact. And even the white scholars were perplexed with the amount of bloodshed in the history of that white race. And if you believe that we are telling a lie, if you believe that what we're saying does not hold water, I say, look at what's happening in American cities. Mr. Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, governor, whatever it is, he did a press conference months ago, a year ago, and he said minorities, specifically black people, should be robbed of their right to own guns because they're too violent. Now, this is coming from a Jew, who cares nothing for the loss of life. All they care about is money and power, and own almost every media outlet in America and in the Western world, and promotes propaganda to drop bombs on innocent people so that they can take the resources of those people. This comes out of one of their mouths. So you know it don't hold water. But listen. So he says that they should be banned from being allowed to carry weapons. Now, because of the violence, well, let us look at this, and let us look into this, because if you scratch the surface and just look at what the white people report, you'll say maybe that's something to it. But let us look at it. According to the study, you know, they love to put out black on black violence is greater in America than at any time right now. But what they fail to realize is the same study says white on white violence is greater than all of them. But that gets left out. So if we're going to use those statistics and those numbers, then shouldn't white people, especially white people who have done nothing but killed and robbed and occupied through the barrel of a gun, right, and made their own reality by holding you ransom, shouldn't they be banned from it? If you don't agree with me, we'll kill you. If Iran dares to get one nuclear bomb and we have 10,000 of them, we'll bomb them into smithereens. Right? You see the mindset of these people. And look at the logic. If the brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to lay a base for you to look at these things in a right mind, because you have skewed thoughts, some of you, because all you have been is inundated and slammed with white culture and white perception and how they process things. And that is a warped mind and a warped teaching and a warped understanding with a warped view. You can't see straight if your glasses are warped, right? For those of you who wear glasses, you know if your lenses are warped or scratched, it damages your view. And so it is, if you're looking out of these damaged lenses, you cannot see right. You may see some right, but you can't see everything right because they are damaged goods. So these people say, we should be banned from guns, huh? Well, the black man doesn't need any gun. We got the most powerful gun in the universe. His name is the Son of Man, the great Mahdi, Master Farad Muhammad, and he don't run out of ammo. He doesn't run out of ammo. Ask California. Ask the West Coast. Is it ammo running out with all of those earthquakes and wildfires and storms? Ask them. Ask the East Coast with these hurricanes. Ask the Midwest and the South about these flash floods and these tornadoes and these lightning storms. This man, this gun, this weapon don't run out of bullets. So we're going to put our faith in him. But America's global terror network, she will turn everything of truth upside down to justify her killing, bombing, and robbing you. She says to overthrow Saddam. She said that Saddam bombed his own people and gassed them. But the bomb that he gassed them with was made in the U.S. and in Great Britain. So he didn't come by them. He didn't go to Great Britain or the U.S. and hold a gun to their head and steal the bombs and the helicopters, because they were Western-made helicopters. He had to get them from the West, right? And why would the West make any of these weapons in the first place? You don't need that. Those weapons were banned. So why are you continually making weapons of destruction if you are all about peace? But they use that to demonize. And after they vilify and demonize, then they justify their plans to overthrow, to balkanize, to occupy, and to steal the land and the resources, and to dominate those people. She's been in Afghanistan. Remember when she went to Afghanistan? We don't tend to stay over 3 or 4 years. Look how long she's there. The messenger say, if you're not in, it's hard as hell to get out. Look at what she's doing. Japan, Korea, right? The Vietnamese were lucky, but now they're allowing her inch back in. Look at the Middle East. She's everywhere there, but she's getting ready to be pushed out. Let's go to, where's my fall of America? We go back to chapter 40. Because when we're seeing these things, let us look at what's going on for real. America is desperate, black man and black woman. And all of this, again, I cannot say this enough. All of this goes to your benefit and your salvation. These things must take place. They have to take place for you to be free. These things, the empire must be stretched. She must be isolated. She must be hollowed out from within also. She must suffer economic collapse. She must suffer the ire of the nations of the earth. She must be forced back to her own borders, where the God in person will deal with her. And there, she will not be able to turn to the east nor to the west. She will have to face God right on. And that is why she's building up her war capabilities in space. She sees something out there that is so powerful that it inspired awe in Ezekiel, where he fell down on his face when he saw that wheel and those wheel in the midst of the wheel. And he said, Ezekiel said in the Bible that the wheel looked dreadful. Why did it look dreadful to him? Because it's a magnificent piece of military work. It looked dreadful because it came to remove an entire world. Maybe we'll get on that soon, but let's go to chapter 40, Fall of America, while I'm talking on this subject. 171, 172. So now we see the buildup of war materials in the Middle East. Remember, I told you that this was coming. Didn't I tell you that? If you're listening to the show, I've been saying this and saying it. Why did I say this? Oh, Brother Rashid, do you know this? No, I know the messenger knew it. And the messenger taught it. And I'm just replaying and retelling something that was told to me. And now you're starting to see it. Because when this thing jumps off in the Middle East, North Africa, this will be regional war with global players standing there with so much at stake that they can't help but to remain there and to help out those whom they have already put there. There's too much at stake. If Russia loses, she loses her two naval bases in the Mediterranean and her foothold in North Africa and in the Middle East, and she would be pushed back over the Bosphorus into the Black Sea, where America could just use Turkey and all of the Baltic nations as a shooting range to sink her Black Sea fleet. She would be reduced to a regional power at best and a local power at worst. Now, and America knows this. That's why she's building up on Russia's and China's East Coast, which is America's West Coast. They want to hem them in. The messenger said this was the plan of America, to prevent the breakout capabilities of these nations. So strategically, she took out Somalia. She never forgot how the Somalians embarrassed her with those special forces and how they drugged the bodies of American special forces down the streets and beating them in the face with shoes after they had burned the bodies. So America justifies her entrance up into Somalia. She never forgot Brother Muammar Gaddafi's move for complete independence and freedom by when he took over Libya. He kicked America. His first duty was to kick America's largest military base in Africa out of Libya. They never forgot. And don't they tell you that about the inside job and 9/11? We will never forget 9/11. What the hell you think about black people here in America who has been under oppression and in a depression since we were dragged and chained to America? We're supposed to forget that? See, the Jews remember. America remembers. Everybody remembers their hardships, their trials, and all of the pain that their people had to go through. But you Negroes are crazy as hell talking about that was in the past. And it had become the greatest human tragedy that man has witnessed. To rob a people of their culture and religion and their God and their language. To rob them of their history. That is the greatest crime against man. But we must forget that. That was back then. Not all black white people are like that. That shows me that you are in love with your oppressors and you will even sweep the worst crimes in history under the rug just so you can get patted on the back with your white oppressors. You are sick and we can do without you. Tell the Jews to forget about their Holocaust, even though it's made up. Not as many of them died. But you say something like that about them. See, the Jews are the people. Well, all white people are Jews. But the ones who refer to themselves as Jews, those are the most intelligent of the white people. And if you go and say anything about them, they'll beat you up in the media. They'll demonize you where you can't get a job. They'll make you out to be the worst person. Notice this, that the white man can always condemn, always demonize other people. But if you have a hint of the bloodshed or murder of them, they get outraged. How dare you question the Holocaust? But you can question slavery? Huh? You can question slavery when we have the historical fact that you played a major part in it. You can question that. But we don't have all the facts together about this 6 million Jews murdered. This was made up. Even Ronald Reagan didn't believe it. Even Richard Nixon, the white president of America, they didn't believe it. Go read their writings. If you think I'm lying, go read their writings that they had in the White House. Made up stuff. At one time it was 300,000 Jews. And then they went up to 600. Then they went to 1 million. And all of a sudden it was established at 6 million Jews. Why six? Because they know that six is an important number for them. 6 days shalt thou labor, but on the seventh day shalt thou rest from all of thy work. Listen. If you say anything questioning the Holocaust, whether it's in Europe or the surrounding white nations, you can go to jail for 10, 15, 20 years. Think about that. You can question history. You can question religion. But you can't question Judaism. You can't question the suffering of Jews. And you can't question the story of Jews. But you can question slavery. You can question black people. Man, I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I told you, I didn't know where we were going today, but we're going somewhere, and it's going to be on the road to truth. See, these things here, what frustrates me most is that all of these people who are so-called pro-black, so-called loving black, they don't speak to the passions and to the heart of the people. When they do, it is a compromise speaking. Because they want to get everybody here and everybody there. Well, if you don't want the truth, I don't want you. So I'm not going to compromise the truth just to get an audience of you. So what good is it? I'll lose you in a heartbeat anyhow. So what we deal with today is facts and truth. And we tell everybody, if you believe that your wisdom is outweighs this, 347-989-0855. This goes for the Jews, the Hindus, the agnostics, the holy rollers, the Pentecostals, any one of you. This is where we are. The truth will stand and falsehood will be hurled against the rock. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us this. Let us not forget this. He says, we should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are now living in. The truth will save our lives if we believe in it. Now, that's something serious right there. Because a lot of us know the time. Well, some of us know the time. Some of us don't recognize what should be done in the time. So we get impatient with God. And when we see in our people suffering and shot down, we resort to the same weapons of our oppressors. You're not going to beat them with their manufactured weapons. You're not going to do it. I don't care how many AK-47, it may look good. I don't care how many black people marching in unison with assault rifles. The devil will never give you the best of his storehouse. And if he can kill thousands a day in the Middle East and in Central Asia just by the pressing of a button on some drones, what the hell you look like walking down his city streets trying to project power? Huh? The madness of the people. They get impatient with God to work his work. And then they may be sincere and they may love their people, but not having rational thought and thinking will lead them to the slaughter. You don't go in the midst of this man and then you get up, I'll do such and such. This white man will test you. The devil knows that Allah is God. That didn't stop him from setting up 2 military bases almost 40 miles from Mecca. He knows this. You're the one that don't know that Allah is God. He will test you. Right? He said all the more Muslims over there in the Middle East are always talking about the Quran and Prophet Muhammad and all of this. Then he says, let's see how much of Muslims they are. Then they go and bomb Syria, talking about we're doing this for the Muslims. This is Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, the Gulf states, the United Arab Emirates, all of these states. Not one peep for the people who are suffering in Syria, right? And they help the white people, because they're white, to bomb their Muslim brothers, so-called, right? Not one of them said anything about Israel, the occupying Zionist entity, storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque. But the Quran tells you that if they bomb your mosque, you bomb theirs, right? Where is this in their logic and in their thinking? They want to quote to you the Quran when it's convenient for them. That's why Allah is making way and making room for other people to take over. And that's why he's letting these nations be engulfed in war and fear, because the leadership and the muftis and the imams and all of these sheikhs, they have not done what was incumbent upon them. So Allah takes the vanguardship from them because they had bowed to Western pressure, Western money, and Western bribes. You know they'll do them like that. The Bible tells you that. That dragon put his tail and cast it up and then cast it down and cast down a third of the stars of heaven. This is not talking about some mythological giants or nothing like this. This is talking about this beast, this dragon, this demon who has ruled the world for the past 6,000 years, 4,000 really, and had everything to bow in submission under his dominion and domination. We can never say that the black man has had this, the brown man or the red man or the yellow man has had this in the annals of the last 4,000 to 6,000 years. You can point to the man who has had everything to bow in his submission. He has even taken himself up into space and has looked on the surface of other planets. He has made wildlife bow to him. He even trains dolphins and mice and roaches and rats by brain control objects, right? He is making everything bow to his dominion as it was given to him. And so when he casts up his tail, the tail is the hook, the bribes. And then he cast them down from a heavenly place because they were in heaven so long as they were in Islam, the real Islam. But he cast them down to earth because they gave in to the bribes. And so they're corrupt as hell. When you look at the Sauds or the people in Bahrain, Oman or Qatar or any of those, they're corrupt as hell. Well, I'm going to talk to you about something. Let's go to page 265, Message to the Black Man, while I'm on this, because it just came to me right here. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. He says, there is not a civilized government of people at this writing that is not in trouble and trying to find a solution to the cause. All the nations of the earth are so corrupt with other than good that they cannot come to any agreement on peace with each other, then carry it into practice. The disagreement and corruption today is seen not only in the Christian world of Europe and America, but also in the very heart of the Holy Land in Africa and Asia. That's what we're seeing today. The corruption has spread, and it has become the dominating force there. While millions suffer and languish in poverty and hurt and need of medical care, you have these so-called lovers of Islam wearing their Arab garments, allowing their people to be slaughtered. This is not deserving of respect, or you don't deserve to follow some people like this. So God goes after all of this. And so we see the powder keg taking place in the Middle East. Let's go to something. Let's go back to our Savior Has Arrived for a minute. We're going to play some clips, okay? I got to get to you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are now living in. The truth will save our lives if we believe it. Back to what I was saying, and then we'll connect it to what I just said. So you get impatient with the God, and you take up your enemies, your oppressors' weapons to fight your oppressors. Now look at this. Let us use common sense for a minute. Not one black company in America makes firearms. Not one. Not one black company in America produces or mass produces ammunition. So, to fight your enemy, you must go to his stores and buy his weapons. Then when you're out of his ammunition, you got to go back to him and say, Mr. White Man, I need a whole boatload of your ammunition to fight you on the battlefield. Now, check this out. This is not even the madness right here. We get into the madness just now. And there's, after that, if you get hurt or injured on the battlefield, there's not a black hospital in America with 68 million of us here and thousands of black doctors. There's not a black hospital here. So after you get wounded fighting your enemy, you got to go to the Jews' hospital, Mount Sinai, Mount such and such, the temple of such and such, right? You got to go there. You got to go ask them to, and they say, well, what are you here for? Well, I got shot in the kidney on the battlefield. Well, what were you doing on the battlefield? I was fighting your people. I need you to seal me up, fix me up, so I can go back out there and fight your people some more for the liberation of my people. Do you see the madness in that? Huh? This is madness, irrational thinking. And you're leading the people to the slaughter. You don't have a gun factory, a hospital, a bullet factory, a bomb manufacturing factory. You don't have no airports, no airplanes. Yet you're talking about strengthens in numbers with your AK-47. This is the day that God says rely on him. Be patient. Patience is not only a virtue, it is one of the greatest assets that one can have. Muhammad says, the truth will save our lives if we believe it. Evidently, if you can't wait on God to perform what he promised that he was performing and that he would perform, then you truly don't believe in that truth of God. You don't believe it. You don't take it to heart. You believe more in the enemy that you're fighting because you resort to his weapons, his tactics, and his talk. And you see, you become a part of America's global terror network, courtesy of Yaqub's made man. Don't get mad at a black man and a black woman. Be happy. The truth will make you happy if you belong to it. He goes further and says this. America is at war with the darker people, brown, yellow, and every race, regardless of color, today. But she refuses to tell you the truth of this war that is now taking many lives. This is the hiding of the truth. What is she trying to get peace for? She says she's in Ukraine trying to get peace. She says she's on the Korean Peninsula trying to get peace. She's in the South China Sea trying to get peace. She's in Libya trying to get peace. She's in North Africa trying to get peace. South America trying to get peace. Central America trying to get peace. What is she trying to get peace for? Muhammad says, if these people's losses are as great as the radio and the other news media state, the enemy would be on his knees begging for peace. But it seems as if it is now vice versa. See, this is hiding the truth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad then tells us, Allah has said to me that America will not admit the truth of her losses until we see it on our heels. She's not going to let you know just how bad the judgment is against her. She's not going to let you know that God has her in a divine grip that she cannot break free from. This judo lock that God has in is putting her to sleep. And so we see on every corner of America, and even in the heart of America, God tapping her, touching her, kicking her, spitting on her, hitting her, slapping her, right? And booting her in the butt. He's softening her up for what's to come. What you see is just a watershed to what is to come. I'm going to go to the phone lines in just a second, and then we're going to go to some clips. But listen to what he says. Allah has said to me that America will not admit the truth of her losses until we see it on our heels. The black man of America never has put any confidence in anyone but his white slave master, regardless of how ill-treated the black man may be. He still hopes of his master telling him the truth. The real truth is that America is under divine judgment to destroy her for the evils done to Allah's people, the black man in America. That is the truth. That's what's going on. That's the essence of why America is trying to deceive you on Islam. That's why she's trying to push Elijah Muhammad out of the history book. That's why she is constantly gunning you down. And if she's not gunning you down, she's locking you up. And if she's not locking you up, what is she doing? She's allowing you into her armed forces, an army of one, to go and protect democracy. Isn't that what she's saying? Ha, 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 ha. She's sending you to the battlefield to be slaughtered. Because you have to know that if Allah has declared war against America, right? And we know this to be true through divine prophecy in the Bible and the Holy Quran. And we know this to be true through all of the unfolding world events right now. And if you join an army that is not the army of God, and you join that army, red, white, and blue, the stripes, you become an enemy to the God of your salvation. You become an enemy to your nation. And you have no protection in the coming onslaught of divine judgment. America's Global Terror Network, courtesy of Yaqub's Main Man, Part 1. Black man and black woman, thank y'all for staying with me. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We'll go to the 310. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Islam, brother. How you doing today?
Brother, I'm feeling way much, I'm feeling much better than what I was the last couple of days. I can tell you that much.
That's good, brother. That's real good. As you were talking about the people in the Middle East, in Islam, there is no king or queens or none like that.
That's
the
right.
The devil or the white man is the one that set up all of these countries, and he put their rulers in charge.
That's right.
So when you put somebody in charge, who are they beholding to? You're the man that gave you your throne.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I said that the white man of the West have been manipulating and ruling the people of the East or the Mideast for many years. They have been putting these people in charge. So
mm-hmm.
The white man is the England is the one that put the Saudis in them in charge. He made up all of these little Qatar. Naturally, these people are not Muslims. They don't care nothing about Islam, because if you are Muslim, you could not call yourself a king. Allah is a king.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's right, brother. Go ahead.
The king of Islam. It's ridiculous. And so whatever America's policy is their policy. Like you said before, the Kuwaiti and Qatar and all of these, Saudi Arabia and all, the Emirates, all of these people, while they're bombing and killing Palestinians over there, the Israelis sitting around eating popcorn and like they're having a movie and blowing up children and stuff, they haven't even thrown a harsh word at the Israelis. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it shows you that these people are not Islamic. And so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us these people are not the ones we should follow. Even Prophet Muhammad said 3 generations after me won't be of me. So how in the world can you sit up there and follow these people who the white man of the West is making a fool out of?
Mm-hmm.
You got one man on the side of the street hollering Allahu Akbar, shooting at another man on the other side of the street hollering Allahu Akbar because he's a Shiite. Prophet Muhammad didn't make no Shiite. Prophet Muhammad didn't make no Sunnis, no Ahmadiyyas, none of those people over there. They're all supposed to be just Muslims. But that's how the white man lives, in division. You're a great divider. And then he set one against the other, and like the Messenger teaches us, through the story of Yaqub, that's how you rule everybody.
That's right.
By division.
That's right. All praise is due to Allah. Brother, you hang on there. I'm coming back to you. You just stay there. I'll come back to you in just a second. That's my shadow host right there. Shadow co-host. Anyway, we'll go back to the phone lines, and we'll continue this discussion here at 909. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, As-salamu alaykum. 909?
Walaykum salam, brother. Being on accident was not intentional.
Okay, brother. Okay, well, I'll mute you then. Do you have anything to say, or you?
No, sir, brother. Good show, brother. Good show.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Let me mute him real good, and let me go back. So, brothers and sisters, what we're seeing today is a great buildup for war, because now the truth and the liar are face to face, and one must yield because neither one wants to yield, and guess which one will be victorious. The Quran teaches us which one would be victorious. The Bible teaches us which one would be victorious. And science bears witness to the one that will be victorious. The truth always dominates. The truth always wins out in the end. Even though it may have a slow start. Even though it may take a little time. But the truth is the eventual working out of all things. Therefore, we have justice and judgment today. Judgment has been set out, and justice is now reigning through the earth. The America used to be able to bomb nations with impunity. Now the nations are rising up questioning her intents. Now they're building up their armed forces. They're building up their economic might. They're tired of being dominated. So now we're sitting on the edge of war. And if you look to the Middle East, you see foreign planes there. The buildup of Russian weaponry and Russian troops and Russian warplanes and Chinese troops and even Chinese warplanes have been over there. You see American and French and Belgian and all of the NATO nations over there. It goes back. You just can't get around what that little man Elijah Muhammad said. And see how we go right back to what I was going to say in the beginning in chapter 40 of the fall of America. See, I didn't forget this. What we were doing, we were laying the base to let you see and let you know just where we are in the time of the judgment. And we go back to 171 and 172, and you see all of this is over Greater Israel. Greater Israel, she wants to, this is nothing new, brothers and sisters. These plans were announced decades ago, that they wanted to chop up and balkanize the Middle Eastern nations again, redraw the North African Middle Eastern area again, and let Israel, the occupying power of Palestine, annex more land to be a larger state with larger borders surrounded by weaker vessel states, and that way the black man in the church house would have his eyes focused on Israel over there, that made entity, and be looking at them white Khazars as God's elect people while they're killing children, starving people, kicking women down. Hey, they more brutal than a pimp out in the corner. When Israel lies right here, and it is America, and we are those sacred vessels trapped in the house of Israel. America knew this. England knew this. France knew this. So to get your eyes off yourself, they made an entity, just dug up a people, right, the Palestinians, and threw them off their own land, and then put white people from all of the Khazari diaspora and brought them into Palestine to remake and reshape that and then name it Israel so that you can believe that them white folks over there are the Jews or God's elect people, and that will keep your eyes off your suffering here. Keep your heart over there while God has come here in person to deliver you. Do you see how all of these geopolitical events tie into Scripture? Do you see how they are tying into all of what you have thought that was just make-believe? And today they're even admitting that the Khazars or the so-called Jews are from the Slavic nations of Europe. The Slavic, they've never been God's chosen people. Hell, they ain't even been on the planet 6,000 years. How can God choose them as to be his people? These are facts and science and history that you don't take mind of. Because America's global terror network, courtesy of Yaqub's made man, has your mind on foolishness and on everyone else but you. That's why it's hard for you to unite. See, if you look at the situation in Palestine, you say they are so divided. Yeah, but Palestine, at least they have some of their land. They don't have it all, but they have some of it. At least they have some of their culture over there. At least they know even though it's a spook Allah, they have reference to and knowledge of Allah and Islam and the prophets. The only people who are truly without that knowledge is the ones that were hit in the head in America. The so-called American Negro. Yet you are crying and dying in church. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, he died on the cross. While your people are being crossed out every single hour of the day in any city, any state, in this wicked, evil, shadow of death land called America. You're a fool. And you've been made a fool. The best way to recover, they say, is to admit you have a problem. That's the first step to recovery. Just right now, right here, admit that you love this white man. Admit that you love his society. Admit that he has fooled and deceived you. And once you admit that, you can move to the next step of recovery. Right? Come on, black man and black woman, just admit to the truth. And then come on over to the fold. And let us, as the messenger say, let us build for ourselves a glorious future. Because the time is at hand. Let's go to page 171, 172, and we'll talk about Russia, China, Iran, Syria, and all of this stuff and what it has to do with you. Okay? We're connected. And when we open up this chapter, we read it before, but I want you to understand that as Elijah Muhammad is talking about these geopolitical events that are taking place, he never loses sight of you, black man, because he puts it all into place. And then he tells it all back to you of what you need to do as you see these things unfold. Well, the messenger didn't teach that. Yes, he did, and I can point to it. Can you point to what you're talking about? All we deal with is facts, whether it be science or history or theology, or whether it be religious facts. If you think we don't, let's go back to it. 347-989-0855. Get you some bold cookies and come on. Let's go back to chapter 40. Here we are. Chapter 40, pages 171 and 172. Messenger Muhammad says, the white man says, do not accept it. He makes the black man a hypocrite against his own salvation. The white man trails the one who have not as yet accepted the truth of their salvation, and he promises them that he will that which he will never be able to fulfill. Stop right there for a minute. When the Methodists say trails him, he's not just talking about on every street corner trail. He's saying he's trailing him with the propaganda. Because if he sees that you're leaning toward Islam, what the devil does, if he steers you toward Islam, he'll steer you toward a corrupted version of it, or under a leader that he has sway and power over, or in an area that has no power, to get you out of his way. And those who are strong in the faith, he tries to bend or break your strength and make you dissatisfied because you see all of the factions popping up. Right? And then you get overwhelmed. Well, this brother is over here saying this, and this sister is saying this, and this brother is saying that. That lets me know that you're paying more attention to them than you are to the God and his word. Because if you pay and focus attention on the God, his messenger, and his word, these people here are shafts in the wind. And you'll be able to weigh what they're doing and what they're saying and how they're teaching and come up with the truth. But listen, let's go further, because that's not the point I was trying to make. That's just something, a sidebar point. Allah is the greatest. He says, America is falling. Yeah, well, we see this now, but we didn't see it when he was saying it. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign lands. Her fall is very visible. Whenever her authority has been exercised, the people are now, her authority has been exercised, the people are now crying out in one voice, leave us, leave us. Americans, go home to America. The citizens of other countries are telling the American citizens, leave us. America no longer has friends. Now listen, let's go to that for a minute. If you look at Japan, the people in Okinawa, they have a march. They've had it for the last few weeks. And you will notice, because the Western media doesn't tell you, with tens of thousands of Japanese that are protesting America's presence, not just on the island of Okinawa, but they don't want them in Japan. All right? If you go to South Korea, that made-up entity by the West, because it was only Korea, and America broke off South Korea and made her in her image and likeness. But even the people there are fed up, and there are marches all over South Korea with tens of thousands of people now saying that they want America's military bases gone. If you go to the Middle East, there are people rising up. You see them burning the flag and dancing in effigy and killing America in effigy, saying, America's go home, right? Go to Europe now. Even her allies, right? They want America's bases out, right? You see how she's becoming isolated? You see how she's becoming hated? This is one of the things Muhammad says was going to happen, that all of America would try to flee America. Those with money and those with knowledge, they would try to flee America. But they would be forced back to the shores of America. And there God would deal with all of them. We're seeing this in motion today. This is what he's talking about. And so we see it everywhere. No one wants her presence there. She's becoming an isolated power. Remember, the scripture tells us that she would become isolated, then she would be burned utterly with fire? Huh? Isn't that what the Bible prophesied? Isn't she becoming an isolated power? If I'm lying, you can point it out. But if I'm telling the truth, then I'm telling it from what Elijah Muhammad had already told us, because I had no knowledge of this stuff. Listen, let's go a little further. Because the more we go, the more we see, the more we understand, and the more we have power to break free from the grip of this beast. Listen to what he says. America and England. Remember? America and England. What's so significant about it? Remember, if you go back to chapter 20 of Fall of America, he talks about when the world goes off this gold and silver standard. Then he says the financial doom of England and America was sealed. He put England's name before America. He said he strategically did that. When the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why? Because London is the center of global trade. London It's the city of commerce with gold and silver and all of this. So also the sterling pound, before the Bretton Woods Agreement was agreed on, which made the dollar the sole global currency, all of this has to do with you, black man and black woman. Have patience with me, please. All of this has to do with you. Before the Bretton Woods was signed, the British Empire had the sterling pound, and it had ruled the world as the world reserve currency. When war took place, and America was the most powerful, had become the most powerful nation, America and Britain agreed to change positions as long as Britain could lock her pound to the dollar, right? Go look at it. Go read it. It's there. And so even though there was a switch in global currencies, the pound did not lose its value as it should have. So now the pound is losing its value and the confidence in the value of the pound because it's locked, stock and barrel, tied to the dollar, which is tied with, which decoupled itself from gold and silver. That's why you hear everybody talking about gold and silver today. They weren't talking about it yesteryear, but Elijah was. Elijah Muhammad was talking about this in the 50s and in the 60s and in the 70s. And now you hear everyone regurgitating what he said, but they are pushing him to the back so that you don't understand who said it and for what reason they said it. And so we see the Empire of England fall, or the British Empire fall. And so is it today, America has fallen. These two nations are the daughters of Babylon, right? Because their histories fit perfectly with those daughters of Babylon who seem to be wealthy and rich and powerful and were empires in their own right. And they fell from grace and wealth and power. And they were mad because they had fallen from such high position. This is America and England. And remember that the daughters of Babylon had enslaved God's people, just like their mother. Something to think about, right? That's scripture. That's the Bible. But let us go back to this right here. Muhammad says, America and England deposited their little brother Israel on foreign soil, Palestine, which is Arab land. They deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. So they put them in reservations like what you would have the Indians here. They put them in reservations on their own land now. When the white man of England comes here, he destroys tens of millions, and even some numbers go from 80 million upwards to 200 million Indians were slaughtered by these people. And then they lied and broke every treaty, and afterwards they put them on reservations, which were internment camps in words. This is what they're doing. And now they're stealing back the land little bit by little bit from the Indians, right? Through these pipeline deals and stuff. Listen to me good. So it is with the Palestinians. They get Gaza, and they get the West Bank. These are reservations, right? The United Nations said that the Gaza Strip is the largest open prison in the world. So what does that mean? That's a reservation, right? And so Muhammad says, they deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. She is on her way out of the East, the Near East, not the Far East right now, but this must take place in the Near East, North Africa, the Middle East. This is the Near East, Central Asia. So she is on her way out of there. Why? Because there must be a conflagration that takes place. There must be a war. And Gog and Magog would be behind it, because that curtain was removed. And remember, the Quran tells us that the only thing that kept Gog and Magog from each other was that curtain, by Allah's permission. And once he removed that curtain, the white people refer to it in their history as the Iron Curtain. They got it from the Holy Quran, the curtain. And once that curtain was removed, the book says that Gog and Magog would sally forth against each other and turn the earth into a veritable hell. Well, what they're talking about is they would go into each one of them sphere of influence. And this is what you see happening. And now when you look what's going on in the Near East, with the overthrow of Gaddafi, the destabilization of North Africa, and now trying to overthrow Assad, all of that is desperation on America, England, and NATO's part. They believe that if they can do this, they can take over the resources. They can take over the pipelines, thus pumping resources and oil and gas to Europe and America and solidifying America's stranglehold on global power and dominance, and that she can overcome her fall that God has set for her. This is her thinking. But she's delusional, because the Bible and the Holy Quran says that God would have them in derision. She's delusional. And let's go a little further. Give me a little time. We got clips, but if we get to them, we get to them. But this is part one. So this is just the intro to what we're going to do Thursday. All right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Brother Rashid, I still got you standing by, my brother. All right, let's go to finish this up. He says, she is on her way out of the Near East. Well, Elijah Muhammad, what does this mean for you and I? What does this mean for the people who are watching it? What does this mean for that particular area of the globe? Well, Brother Rashid, if you let me talk, I'll tell you. This Elijah talking to you now. He says, this means bloodshed and plenty of it. In the Near East, not the Far East, but the Near East, North Africa, and the Middle East, and parts of Central Asia. There stands navies which are neither American nor British. They are there to drive America out. Now stop right there for a minute. America is the global superpower, right? She has the largest naval forces in the world. And Britain, even though she's in decline, she still has power projection capabilities with her navy. So he says, listen to what he says. In the Near East, there stands navies which are neither American nor British. They are there to drive America out. Well, for you to be able to drive her out, you must have comparable weapons and navies as those two have, right? You can't put little old Qatar up against America. You can't put Jordan, even though she's a puppet and ally of America, up against America. You must have that which America has to drive her out, lest she dominates you, right? But what are the navies who have what America has? And how do we know it's them? And can we see them deployed over there? These are questions that should be asked. Well, we know for one thing, Russia has the capabilities and the naval capacity to do that. We know for another thing, that China has the naval capacities and the capabilities to do that. And most of all, we know that they have warships over there right now. In the Near East, there stands navies which are neither American nor British. What is the purpose of them over there? The sole purpose, Muhammad says, they are there to drive America out. Then he goes and says, the skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes. He didn't say domestic planes of Syria or Jordan or Turkey or Iraq or Iran. He said foreign planes, right? This means people who are aliens to that area, who are not by culture or nature from that area, right? So we would look at NATO, Russia, China, and other people who have powerful air forces that are not from that region. The skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes, carrying deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. Now, it's been a report that Russia had beefed up her naval supplies. She sent her that big submarine. It's the largest submarine in the world, capable of carrying anywhere from 180 to 160 to 200 nuclear weapons. They call it the nation killer. It was deployed to the Mediterranean recently. Russia just started naval games right off the shore of Syria. China is in the vicinity doing small naval games and also so-called anti-pirating activities right there, right? So now you have warships and warplanes and also attack helicopters that are foreign to that area, right? Along with America and France and Belgium and Britain and all of them deploying their warplanes there, right? The skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes carrying deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. They will not be satisfied as long as Israel is in Palestine. Why? Because from that position, Israel projects power over Syria, over Turkey, over Jordan, over all of the surrounding areas. So for this problem to be remedied, Israel must be taken out. You understand? For the bloodshed to stop, there must be a buildup of bloodshed. Right? Talk to me. America's Global Terror Network, courtesy of Yaqub's Made Man, Part 1. So Muhammad goes further and he says this. They will not be satisfied as long as Israel is in Palestine. The ball has come to a bursting point. We are in a troubled world. We are in a world that is now erupting. Now, black people are saying, well, oh, that's not religion. That's not what my pastor's saying in church. I know it. Because he's dumb. He don't understand. But all of this is scripture. All of this is prophecy. And then Muhammad goes and then he redirects all of this towards you. He says, black man, not every black man who was once a slave in America, you have a way of escape. See, he's telling you that all of this stuff is coming. There is no safety zones, no safe havens, none of this other than in the bosom of your Lord. He says, the way out is not on your own terms. See, some of us think if we can do this and do that and we can go over here and do this and prepare for this, then we can get ready and we can save ourselves. But Muhammad says the way out is not on your own terms. It is on the condition that you submit to Allah and come follow me. That's your safety zone right there. That's the only condition that is prescribed by the doctor who went to the Divine Medical School of God. Remember, the book says when Elijah comes, he had healing in his wings. That means he was a doctor to heal up all of your wounds. Right? So he goes further and says, this is the only way out. So there's no other way around it. No buildup of weapons. No going in bunkers underground. No building up your house in a tree. Not going in the side of a cliff. Not going under the water in a tube. Not sitting out in space. That you come follow him. You submit to Allah and come follow him. This is the only way out. I am the door. And I have the key to your salvation. Reject it and die. So this is the essence of what you see in America today. On the streets of America, the blacks are being shot down and they're good children. But their parents were rejecters of the divine truth. And we see it everywhere, right? And because you refuse to hear a caller calling in the right way, we are losing lives of people of our kind unnecessarily because we think we have a better way. We think we can do it better. We think if we talk to this beast, he'll listen. We think if we integrate into this beast system, he'll allow us to attain and aspire to higher goals and positions, as the president said. You're a fool. There's no way out of this except in the bosom of your Lord. The Bible tells you this. The Holy Quran verifies this. And the messenger has plainly stated such. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, America has you believe in certain things. And I want you to understand the truth, that this is the end of America. She's a zombie now. She's a corpse. She has no real life in her. No real life values or minerals left in her. She is a corpse. And in their movies, when they talk about zombies, the zombies are dead, right? And the only way that they can survive is by eating the brains of others. This is American society. The only way she survives is by siphoning off the best minds of China and Asia and the best labor and minds of the black man and woman here in America. She's a zombie nation. And she's responsible for the Global Terror Network, courtesy of Yaqub's made man. You understand? They know what's going down. They see it. No matter what they do, they see it all falling down. And let me go to a clip, at least one clip on this show. We got about, for the next two shows, for this show and the next show, we got about 30, 40 clips. I'm telling you, I don't know if we'll be able to get to them all. But let us go to something. Let us just hear what these white people are saying about the situation now at hand. Okay?
Now, for those people who are mourning the death of a friend, a relative from 9/11, my sympathies go out to each and every one of you. I was in Manhattan during that time, a couple blocks away, actually. I was also there during the 2003 blackout. And I do know people that did not make it when those towers came down. And we know that this whole entire thing of 9/11 wasn't really the act of Muslims, a terrorist organization. It was actually our own government creating a false flag on the American people to convince them that terror is coming to the United States. And there were many different agendas associated with this, but everyone thinks when they hear of a false flag that people will not die in it. That's untrue. Some false flags are completely fake, where they fake pretty much everything that goes on, even the blood. And some other false flags, they have to make it look real, and they actually have to carry out murder and destruction to prove their point. And this is what we saw in 9/11. And they did it for many different reasons. There is never just one reason why they need to do this. I mean, we understand there was asbestos in the buildings and it would cost billions of dollars to remove it all. That's one reason. The other reason was the investigation into the missing funds from the Pentagon, trillions of dollars. They wanted to place fear in the American people, have the people give up their rights, and people normally wouldn't do this unless they're scared into this. And they needed this. And they also needed to get into Afghanistan, Iraq, and the Middle East. And they kind of used all of this to go ahead and do this. And we've been under this type of tyranny since 9/11, and it's only gotten worse. I mean, if we look at what is happening, they have upped the terror threat all over the world, not just here in the United States. I mean, if we look out in Europe, what do we see? I mean, we saw it in Australia, we saw it in Belgium and France, actually in Canada, UK. We saw terror in each one of these regions, and they're using the Islamic State now. They used Al-Qaeda before, but everyone kind of understood that Al-Qaeda was created by the U.S. government, the CIA, and they were controlled. So they had to come up with something new, something even scarier. And this is why they came up with the Islamic State. And people are seeing right through this also. I mean, there are some that are still believe that, yes, this is a terrorist organization. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to remove what rights we have left by scaring the people. And they realize they need to continually do this because eventually this entire economic system, as we have seen, is really one event away from coming down. They know this. They've been trying to prop this up. They've been preparing since 2008. And they're getting ready to move forward with the next event. I mean, we have warnings all over the place. There's going to be a cyber Pearl Harbor, a cyber 9/11. I mean, they use these terms, and this is not coming from me. This is coming from our government officials. They're out there on different news programs, the corporate media, spewing this stuff, getting people brainwashed that something is coming. You can expect it. And they've already laid out the enemies. Of course, it's the Islamic State. Of course, it's Iran. Of course, it's Syria, China, Russia, North Korea. And there are a couple other countries that are thrown into this. But they're making sure that everyone understands what is going to happen in the future. And they, you know, they're sprinkling the breadcrumbs, letting us know a little bit at a time. But we have to remember, this has been planned for a long time. They knew eventually if they couldn't maintain the Middle East, where they use the natural resources to prop up the petrodollar, that this system, it's not going to be able to make it. And when we look out in the Middle East, we see there's major, major problems. I mean, look at Yemen. They are completely losing control out there. They have Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Egypt, all in Yemen. Not one of these countries, by the way, was attacked. But they're there trying to punish the people, wear them down, bring in the puppet government. They have problems in Libya, Lebanon, Iraq. The same thing's happening. They conquered these countries. They put the puppet government in. Everything was A-OK. They were selling the oil, using the dollar, and then the people said, you know something, we had enough.
Well, black man and black woman, you see what this white man is saying. For those of you who have been listening to this show for the last few years, you know that I've said this stuff years ago. I've been saying this stuff years ago because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had already said it. And now these white people are waking up to the fact. And America and Europe, they're desperate. The system is one event away from total implosion. And so America's global network of terror, it goes deeper than what you think. Because all of them know that when America goes, so goes the cultural influence, the educational influence, the political influence, the geopolitical influence, and the military domination of white supremacy throughout the world. They know it. And so not only is America desperate, but those who have allied themselves with America, they're desperate and they're swinging wildly trying to maintain white supremacy throughout the world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us, due to the presence of Allah in person, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, and his aims and purpose to take over his own, it brings us hourly to a showdown of who shall rule the nations of earth. The present world of white people have had their time and have gone over their time to rule. Nevertheless, they still want to rule or destroy the idea of someone else ruling, as shown by their preparations made for the total destruction of the human family of the earth. They boast that they can destroy the present total population of our earth 30 times over again and again. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we know that they will not be able to destroy it one time. But the thing is, look at what they're doing. If they can't rule in Iran, they want to bomb it. Look at all the military bases over there. If they can't rule, if you don't follow their image, didn't God give Adam that power to make over these people in his image and have dominion over them? Isn't that what America and NATO is doing throughout the world, trying to force their capitalist system on everybody else, their culture on everyone else, from Japan to South Korea to North Africa to Central Africa to South Africa, the Middle East, and even over to South and Central America? And if they don't do it, they bomb them, they sanction them, right? And they occupy them. Adam was given this power of authority for 6 days. We're in the twilight hours of Adam's rule. The power has been stripped from him, and they are now desperate as hell trying to maintain that which they once had. And they know, and they are preparing to take the entire world out if they can't rule. What is, think about the madness, and I'm going to bring Rashid in just a second for the last final few minutes. I know we're going to go over about 3 or 4 minutes, but let me bring this point home to you. Think about how psychotic, how sociopathic, how misogynistic you have to be to put it in your mind that if I can force everybody to look at things the way I want to, if I can dominate your every action, and if you don't submit to my policy, I'm prepared to kill everybody on earth. And if I'm going to fall from my place or my perch of glory over all the nations, I won't even leave the world worth living in. I'm going to commit nuclear war. Their policy of mad, mutually assured destruction, shows you the mindset. They have gone insane. They are mad, and they put it in their doctrine to let you know that they are sociopaths. And yet you love these people. You want to integrate in their society. You want their society to maintain. If you like that, then you are sociopathic, narcissistic, and psychotic along with your former oppressors. If I can't rule, I'm killing everybody. You know that? If I can't rule in the South China Sea, I'm going to start war. If Gaddafi won't bow to our central banks, I'm going to bomb him into the Stone Age. If Iran dares to go up against what I want, they're making trouble in the Middle East. Now, Iran lives it. You 9,000 miles away, but Iran is the one making trouble in the Middle East. If they won't bow, then we won't hesitate to use military force. Right? When it comes to Russia, we will sanction them over Ukraine, even though America, in the eyes of the entire world, violated every international law and every international norm, overthrowing a so-called European nation that was democratically elected, the same thing that America say that she's defending around the world, because they did not bow to her whims. Do you see the misogynic mind, the insane and delusional thoughts of the American leadership? You cannot help but to have to go to war with people like this and get them out of the way, because if you don't, they will kill everything and destroy everything. You understand? Now, before we go off there, let me bring Brother Rashid back in. He might have some parting words. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother, getting back, picking up on the what you just said, brother. Just think of how Russia is helping Syria, right? And the white
yeah.
man said he's mad that they're helping Syria. Now, he's going around giving weapons to every little dictator all around planet Earth. Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. He can give them tons of weapons. But if one plane go over to Syria, the great white father is telling you that you're doing wrong and you better stop it. That's what the white man is. Like the man you said, then tell people you accept my terms of peace, else I'll come in and kill every last one of you. And this is the so-called American Negro. Won't you be an American? This is what Americans are, evil people.
Yeah.
Now, anybody in his right mind could, like, I think I've said this before, the original man or a righteous man should not want to go 10,000 miles around the planet Earth, kill everybody, and steal their natural resource. Now, to what? Say you are an American, that means you are in agreement with that. Even mm-hmm. the very foundation of America was started on murder. Didn't you come over here and kill hundreds of millions of Indians and steal them? And steal their land? That's not the act of no God-fearing man. That's the act of a brute beast. Then he robbed a black man from Africa, brought us over here and made us work for him for 310 years and didn't give us 1 cent. He should be rich. But that's the act of an American. Then he's all around the world, raping, robbing, killing, and stealing, and murdering. But you want to be an American. You're a fool.
mm-hmm. You know, brother, on that note, what you were saying, I was looking at something in the news. And, brother and sister, we'll go off there in just a few minutes. Just give us a couple seconds with you. I was looking at the news, and this white guy and this gun owner's store, he's giving discounts, coupons with code word Muslim, meaning he's going to sell them if they say that they'll shoot Muslims and fight against Islam, because Islam is a terrorist religion and we've got to fight them. Now, I looked at that and I just said the Negro will fall for that hook, line, and sinker. Now, they don't use common sense and say, okay, does any Muslim nation have bases in Rome? No. Because this would be an outrage and an affront to Christianity. Does the Muslims or any other nation have bases in Europe? No, because this would be outrage and an affront to European independence. Does the Muslim nations have any bases in America? No, because the first thing that the Americans would say that this is a travesty to our sovereignty. But yet, in the same mind, they see nothing wrong with going thousands of miles away, dominating these people, putting bases in their land, and they say it's for national security. Do you see the, brother, what I'm trying to get to the people is that to be an American, to have an American mindset, you have to be crazy as hell. What is your say on that?
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the white man have been terrorizing the black nation for ever since they've been on the planet Earth. The men say they are a terrifying people. He said in one of his radio broadcasts, the terrorist is white people. All white people. Because if they can't rule, they want to come in and kill you. And then what they want to do is take your culture away and put theirs in the front of it, in replace of it.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that, like the messenger said, that he is the devil of your scriptures. and nobody can deny that, because everything he's been done has been done of evil. Like I said before, what Malcolm said, we have not found anything that the white man has ever done collectively of good. Now, if one can prove that, then let him step forward. He don't argue with it. When Honorable Elijah Muhammad called him the devil, he said one, like Mesh said, he never said he's not the devil. He never did that, because he know himself who he is, and he know what his nature will bring. Evil. He cannot have, no matter where he is, if he's on Mars, he'd be doing evil. If he's on Pluto, he'll be doing evil. He just can't help himself. The minion said that's what they were made of. Evil. Now, I know you got, you know, the black man got a couple of them out that he loved, but the minion said you better get them out. Because on the day of judgment, Allah, the angels of Islam, will kill you without mercy if you say one good word about these people when they come to remove them. Black man, you better take heed, because everything is coming down real fast. All right, brother, I'll let the show go on off. Salam alaikum, walik salam to the blue.
Yes, sir, brother. Good. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, what we're trying to offer you is a wealth of information to put you on the right track to self. But you better hurry, and join on to your own kind. This does not mean just going into a building or something. This means renouncing everything of this beast. This means renouncing his name, his culture, his idea, I don't say lifestyle, I say his death style, because the way that he lives is nothing but death. You've got to renounce all of that and dig into self. And then, once you dig into self and find out who you are, I say, black man and woman, accept your own and be yourself. And yourself is an original. Black man and woman, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, and you are God of the universe. Never forget that. Until our next show, please take a word of warning and learn the truth that is being taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and make your way with the apostle. That is the only way out. Not through these other people, through the apostle. Run to him, hurry, and embrace him, and never let that grip go, that you may see the hereafter with your people. I love you, but Allah and his messenger love you better than I could ever dream of. Assalamu alaikum.
Forever. information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roles we play. Walk around with
bells. Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.